首先讲回 Sister Bo Ching，
呀
其实
呀，
我有很多的 gratitude towards Sister Bo
呀
Ching，因
呀呀，
为 Sister Bo Ching 的 sharing
嗯，
让我启发我更
对，
用功。因
对，
为第一，当他 sharing 的时候，以前 Sister Bo Ching sharing，
对了。
当他一 share，我就哎呦，like 他们讲哦啊，How I wish I could like that，
啊，对对对，好像秦昊这样的，
对。你 know，很羡慕的心，
呀，
然后那个羡慕的心，我就告诉我自己，哎，You were rude 来
是咯是
过，
咯，嗯，
所以就
应该发喜讯，
对，
嗯，
就
对就，
想，那你应该怎样？就是说你除了你有这个 Ever rude，你应该
呀
怎样的去 progress 这个？
呀，对，
然后我就学着就 rejoice，you know，
嗯，嗯嗯嗯。
就每一次所有卡米达的 sharing，我就开始做 rejoicing。
嗯，very good，
就那
啊，
个
对，
rejoicing，慢慢
啊
的，我发觉到它
，yeah，the
open up 我的
heart
heart，
that open up，
对
啊，
，open up 我的
哦
heart。
，real，I also did that in the
Yes。
earlier. When I hear good Dhamma sharing or from the monks or whoever, I will rejoice on very strong inside there. Oh, and this one is the one that actually open up your heart. That's why I say unless your heart open up and become sensitive, you cannot receive the Dhamma. Well, this is the faith that drives you. Then that faith that drives you will allow you to rejoice. That's all these virtues are very beautiful. Then when I read it, metta also same. So all this open up the heart, the bowing, the respect. That's why respect, there's an energy coming in when you fold your palm to your heart. Because when you fold your palm like that, you realize this at your heart level. Then I realize there's an energy going in. Yeah. That's why when I have the faith and I pay respect, this energy keep on going. That's why I advise you all, early morning wake up, pay respect, triple jam. No need to be at the altar also can, if you are traveling or any direction. Because the Buddha nature everywhere, understand? Not in the statue, understand? But in the statue can give you faith, of course, do it in front of the altar. Understand? Like people come here, I saw a lot. Went around and develop affinity, pay respect, and do all those things. So if you can continuously do it, whenever you want to leave your house, pay respect. You come back, pay respect. Then every day your routine. Before you sleep, meditate. Then transfer merit, share merit, radiate metta. Then early morning, wake up, pay respect, again, meditate. So this routine, you continue to do, I remember 86 to 88, end of 88. We are beginning of 89, my nature realized, connect, understood. So during that time, the cultivation was really throughout the day on the daily religious routine, continue. I was working now at that time. I had a very senior, super skilled post in the place I was working as a semi-government. So despite that office, which has so much problem and responsibility, I was able to develop the daily mindfulness. Every day I make it a point. Morning, I will meditate. Before sleep, I will meditate. Sometimes I wake, I sleep first, then middle of the night, I will meditate. Then after that, I go back and sleep. Then when I go to office, I go there early. Where my office start at 8:30. 7:30, 7:45, I reach office early. Then I on the light, everything. Then I relax, I silent, I meditate, I lock my door. So this is how I develop the continuity. Then when I office, I very mindful, aware, the daily mindfulness. The way I enter my car, how I use the key, that time no remote controller. You have to use hand to open on the car. Then how I move my hand and open the car. Then how I move in and sit. All the movement activity I aware. Then how I aware, I close my door. Then how I adjust the seat if I need to. Otherwise, I look at the mirror. If everything okay, I check side mirror okay. Then I mindfully start the engine and drive. And when I drive, very mindful. It's like I know in that state of awareness and mindful, I cannot get accident. Because you are so aware, and the thing is very natural one. No? Then I can drive fast one. No? Oh. I don't need to slow down on and off, because there is clarity. So all this can happen. Then when I reach my office, but I'm very lucky. All the time I work, everywhere I work, I got this cover kapak. Then the moment I reach, how I come out, how I off the engine, how I took out the key, all fully aware. Then how I come out of the car, how I take my bag, I go on back on, then I bring the officer. Then my room, I got one Kuan Yin at the back on the poster. Then some Buddhist book at the side there. Then my executive chair, I can sit on top and meditate. Like you see how I did on the armchair. It's the same. That's why when you have the understanding and the faith, you will do it on. And that routine made me so mindful, ever mindful, throughout the day aware. No, initially, before I met my last guy, I aware until the heart here, energy build up. Then the heart suddenly like make me aware, like inside there, aware, aware, aware. That's why I realized, throughout the day, aware, 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 I cannot not aware, the heart make me aware. Then I understand, you take care of mine, might take care of you.
And then there's one thing that I have learned is just follow, but it's still
simple guided. Instruction.
Very simple, just follow and do.
Don't question. Don't try to know. Don't try to do your thought based on. Understand? Then you are home. Very good.
And after that, your experience, share.
Correct.
Because you will arise the condition.
Yeah. And for me to explain more, go deeper into it, and at the same time, give faith to other Kayamita.
Yes,
you
will benefit others. It's not about you.
Yes.
But you will benefit others if you share.
This is what karma is all about. If you continue to do this and share, the more you give, the more you receive. That's why they have shared before. That's why now, people like Wu Cheng share back to them and they receive, and yet they will know how to share. That's why I say, don't be paisei. You got anything to report, anything to share? Share. Well, these are the conditions that my nation need to speak the Dhamma first. Unless my nation know you have that type of experience and progress, it doesn't want to share. Why? It doesn't benefit you. You all cannot understand. I'm not ready yet. But once you share, my nature will rejoice. Then I know they are ready. Then what type of Dhamma to come out, I don't decide. The nature decides. Understand? Sadhu.